USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation broke records at least four times this week for its seven-day average of new daily COVID-19 cases, reporting an all-time high of more than 386,000 new daily infections on Friday. That's according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Demi Niavarrampil joins Fox News and reminds everyone,
over time, we will see more variants. It's not that if we defeat Omicron that suddenly it will be over.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Many travelers are spending the first day of the year waiting at the airport. Data from FlightAware showing over 4,200 flights have been canceled worldwide on January 1st. That includes over 2,400 U.S. flights. Over 5,000 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
As we head into a new year, coronavirus cases continue to spike.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26 and 27. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former NFL coach Dan Reeves died at the age of 77 early this morning. During his long career, Reeves coached the Atlanta Falcons, Denver Broncos, New York Giants, and was an assistant coach with the Dallas Cowboys. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been sworn into office as the city's 110th mayor early Saturday morning. The newly elected mayor taking the oath of office shortly after the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square.
And I will faithfully
discharge the duties
of the office
of the mayor of the city of New York.
Of the mayor of the city of New York.
According to the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Adam succeeding outgoing Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is now planning to run for governor. Dozens of police responded to the scene of a domestic disturbance at the Four Winds apartment complex in Corpus Christi, Texas on New Year's Eve. Police say the suspect attacked two officers with a knife and was shot by a third officer. Corpus Christi Police Chief Mike Markle says New Year's Eve is a dangerous night for police officers.
These are very dangerous calls. You know, this is one of the most dangerous calls that we can make. It's a night of alcohol, family violence.
One officer was stabbed in the neck, the other in the hand. The suspect was shot in the stomach and was transported to a local hospital in critical condition. Both officers listed in stable condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.